Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into.
I miss y'all. We got a lot on our plate this morning. I do want to let you know this will be a very short show. Bread Man has jury duty, and they briefly let me out for lunch. So I'm going to have to get back in here roughly around 12:30 or so. But I am out here making it happen once again. I enjoy doing what I do, and I appreciate all who sent me messages last week on how they miss, you know, the prayer and the inspirational vitamin to start their week out. I tell you, it really inspires me, the people that do send the emails and text messages on, you know, keeping me motivated. We need that. It don't cost nothing to tell somebody something nice. It really don't cost anything. But it takes a lot out of an individual to be negative towards them. And I want to thank those that have the courage to say something positive. With that being said, y'all know how the Bread Man get down in here. We got the inspirational vitamin that we come out with, a prayer. And we have a tech tip with Bread Man. I didn't say talk. I said a tech tip. Get it right. It's just something to put into your archives or your files or just put in your head or your brain, whichever one you think you feel like you like, you know, whatever works for you. Just something, basically food for thought. That's all it is, food for thought. To the meek of what we got going on, let's really get to really why y'all call. I know a lot of y'all callers call on this show because y'all just like me. Mondays are a new beginning. I don't care what y'all think. Mondays are a new beginning. Guess what? Every day you wake up is a new beginning. Dang the Monday. Every day we wake up and have another opportunity is a new beginning. With that being said, let's go ahead and get situated, get started here. Today, our topic as follows. About our spiritual side, just speaking on our spiritual side, we're going to talk about all kinds of trouble, all kinds of trouble. They has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:3. Some troubles only exist in the mind. Some are anticipated troubles that never come. Others are past troubles. And it is foolish to worry over them. Present troubles are the only ones requiring attention, demanding prayer. Some troubles are self-ordinated. We are their authors. Some of these ordinated, involuntary. Some arise from our ignorance. Some come from our carelessness. All this can be readily admitted without breaking the force of the statement that troubles are the subject of prayer and should therefore drive us to prayer. Let's go to prayer. Almighty God, I pray that you will open my eyes in my times of trouble to realize that I only need to come to you in prayer. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that for those that are having issues out there, that you can heal them, O Heavenly Father. For those that are going through some type of system, O Heavenly Father, uplift us all. Continue to allow us, O Heavenly Father, to tap inside our gifts. Exploit them, O Heavenly Father. I pray that you continue to just watch over us all, O Heavenly Father. Continue to allow us to do what we love to do, grudge rate. Allow us to help one another. Allow us to be safe while we're doing what we love to do, O Heavenly Father. I ask right now that I send an extra blessing out to Miss Mary Malone. We will miss you. Continue to just bring healing down on the family. Continue to allow the family to just reach for the star. I ask also, O Heavenly Father, that you look out for the Kemp family as they go through the sorrow in which, you know, has been brought to our attention. We ask that you continue to bless them as well. And for any other families that are out there that I may not know about, I want to just pray for them as well, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to bless us and uplift us. All these blessings and more, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank y'all for calling in. This is the Bread Man, one time for your mind. Let's go right into the tip. I'm getting twinked. Y'all, I apologize, y'all. I apologize. I'm feeling a little emotional right now. Had a lot of friends who, one of my buddies lost his wife and over the weekend, and we buried her, and Wednesday lost his mother. So all of these are grudge racers and racers that I personally know. So, you know, we've been dealing with a lot. All I'm here to say is, if you know somebody and you have been having trouble with these individuals, call them and relieve yourself of that hurt that you have inside, that anger you have inside, and simply just tell them, hey, you know what I mean? You're going to be all right, and I'm going to let this go. I'm going to leave that alone. We're going to go into the tech tip for today. Tech tip. We're going to talk about driveline. drive line. What about the drive line, bread man? Well, a lot of us have cars out there where we only have one drive line loop. For those of you who don't know what a loop is, it is a mechanical mechanism that is mounted to the bottom of the car. The drive shaft goes through this loop, and what it does is it holds the drive shaft in, and it supports the drive shaft. If it should happen to ever ring off of the yoke, it will hold the drive shaft up while you're going 120 miles an hour or whatever. A lot of accidents back in the day, the drive shaft used to come disconnected right there at the front of the yoke, right behind the transmission. Drive shaft would get caught down into the asphalt, and it would send your car streaming upside down onto its roof. That's a pretty rough accident. Now, what they have in the roof here is it's indicating to us, it's a long paragraph. I'm going to try to find some particular parts in which we can paraphrase it. But basically what they're recommending is they're recommending one in the front, which is approximately, let me look here, 3 to 4 inches behind the transmission where the yoke is. They want you to mount one of these loops right there, and they also want you to put one in the back by the rear end. They want you to have two of them, not one, but two. That way if it come unglued, then it'll just sit there and spin, and it won't dig and slap the ground and perhaps come back through the car if you have sheet metal or whatever. So it's pretty good the way they're illustrating here in the rule book. I don't know if y'all have a rule book, but if you do, it is in section 20, page 10. Section 20, page 10, 2 and 4, that's where the drive line is. But if you wanted to look in that, and pretty much that's my tech tip for the day. My tech tip for the day is basically put two drive shaft loops on your car. They're fairly cheap, and the work is the work is not hard at all to get her done. Climb loops up under your race vehicle to keep us safe. With that being said, we're going to move right along. My topic this morning is, should we roast people that make accusations that we know not to be true? How do y'all feel about that? Should we roast them, or should we just sit back and know that, hey, we found out that it's not true what you're saying? You know what I mean? Why are you doing this? Why should we exploit them and roast them? Why is it anyone's business? They're lying. Now, true indeed. Yes, I am asking about the situation at hand. That's all over Facebook. It's all in the grudge world. We're grudge racers, okay? And we don't know what the game is when it comes to telling people we have certain things that we don't. All the time, grudge racers, we set goals for ourselves that we never achieve. Some people rag us on that goal. Some people don't. Some people motivate us to achieve that goal. Most of us really don't motivate us to achieve our goal. How do y'all look at that? What are y'all thoughts on that? Continue roasting each other because we don't achieve our goals? Now, true indeed, there's an individual out there that, you know what I mean? Yes, I am referring to Dante. I want to say to you, sir, I'm going to keep praying for you to do the right thing. I really want to see you lock in or send somebody some money so that, you know what I mean, you can squash all of this stuff that's going around. I really won't. I'm pulling for you, in other words. I'm not here to knock you, belittle you in any way. I'm only here to motivate you, man, and say, hey, keep it real. I mean, I want you to keep it real. That's all. When you go to locking in stuff, mean what you say and do what you say. at the end of the day, it makes us as a whole bad, and nobody wants to look bad in the eyes of grudge racists. With that being said, I'm going to look on my board here. I have a couple commercials to do here, and like I said, I don't have my information man right now. I don't see him on here. I'm strolling down. Where you at? Hit the one button to come in and give us a report on what happened in Montgomery last night. Grudge Inc. anniversary, man, they had a lot of action going on. I just told y'all why I wasn't able to make it, but man, I hate I did miss it. But we're gonna get someone in here and give us a report on basically who and what went down. But I did earlier this morning here, Grudge Inc.'s big dog, butt naked. They caught him running down Montgomery Boulevard without any clothes on, and it wasn't good. They say he wasn't without his car. I don't know what happened. So I'm trying to find out why he did that. And they said he bedded the house, and they took the clothes, the shoes, and everything. They said they left him the shoestrings. That's all he had left when he left the track. That's what I just got. That came in from Memphis, by the way. Guy from Memphis, Tennessee, called and told me that. But I am paraphrasing a lot of it. So with that being said, though, I'm going to grab a quick commercial, y'all, because, I've been getting tore up. The owner of the talk show, my sponsor, Jay Barnes, said that I need to start getting this commercial on more. So let me play it right quick, and let me try to find the information man. Y'all hold on 1 second.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
I'm back live. Thank y'all. I got it in. I can't, getting ready to go up for a raise, y'all. I need y'all to really call Jay Barnes and let him know what type of job the bread man is doing. That way I can start getting a little more, you know what I mean, residual income over here in my way. Whatever y'all feel, if y'all feel like I'm doing a good job, just keep it real with them. I would greatly appreciate it because I'm looking to do bigger and better things, and I do thank y'all for supporting the Bread Man one-time show. I do want to let y'all know in the news here in the near future, the Bread Man is definitely looking to continue my climb in trying to get my car finished. I'm sure now everyone knows that I wasn't lying about having a G-body car. And I just want to say thank you to those that have found out and found the truth out about who I am. I never tried to be something I'm not. With that being said, I want to put out there, if any of you are looking to sponsor, caller, I do see you with your hand up. Hold on 1 second. I will get right with you. Any of you looking to sponsor put your name on the side of a trailer or a car or whatever, give me a call, and we'll get back with you and see what we can do. With that being said, y'all can hit question at hand. Should we roast others that are making bad decisions or bad accusations in the grudge world? You know, that's the topic at hand. If y'all want to elaborate on it, hit the one button. There's plenty of us on here. Who going to be first to come on out with the answer? Don't nobody be scared. Like I say, the lines are full here. I mean, almost full. They on here, but y'all can still get in. There's a few more spots left. So somebody hit the one button. Lord and mercy, I ain't going to beg you today. Y'all know how Bread going to do it now. Okay, here we go. 601-1606. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. How you doing?
Good morning, Bread Man. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, doing great. Going great. What's going on? Who it is?
King Black.
King Black, what's happening?
How are you, man? Hey, man, I feel that if a Joker get on a grudge talk show and want to beat on his chest like he has something and he know he really don't have it, I think he really need to be roasted to let him see how serious this grudge game is.
Right. Right. I don't know about you, King Black, but I feel like, you know, I sat back and looked at the whole thing, and I was involved in what was going on. I did ask him a couple questions, but they weren't harsh. I have spoken to him, and I just feel like maybe as professionals, some of us are professionals out here, you know what I mean? As professionals, if we continue to roast this guy and continue to belittle him, it makes us look like we're not worthy to be the professionals we are. I mean, we all in this game to rise to certain levels. And at what level is a professional level in grudge racing? That's going to be my next question. How you feel about that, King Black?
Well, I understand that, you know, about keeping it professional. But at least roast him a little bit. Don't be so hard on the man. But just, you know, where he can understand. When you get on this talk show, man, you're dealing with people who got a lot of money invested in these cars, and this is their passion. They take this very serious. Come
right
on here, and you know everything you're doing is not true. You know, that's throwing a negative look on the grudge game right there. People coming on there, and they know they're faking.
Right. You got a point, and this is what we're going to iron out. This is the direction we're going to go in. You hold that. I'm not going to put you on mute, King Black, because we're going to have a round table discussion. A round table discussion. I'm going to grab these other lines, or they lighten up now, King. King Black, I just want to thank you for having the maturity to just step up to the plate and throw yours out here. You know what I mean? Now, just put your phone on mute if you ain't going to talk. I ain't putting you on mute. You just stay there.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
All right. 813-0041-2292. You next. Good morning. Good morning. 0041. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Brad Man. Yeah, Brad Man family.
Mr. Tip, what's going on with you? Good morning.
Mr. Tip, good morning, man. From the Thursday Night Thunder, I like to say, and this grudge game has got a black eye already in some people's eyes. I don't think that we should allow an individual with the other eye black. Then we close up both eyes. So we got one eye open right now, and if he's coming in there and ain't doing what he say he's going to do, he needs to show up and show out or shut up and sit down. Mr. Tip, there's a night thunder. I'm on mute.
Well, thank you. 706-2292.
All right, Bread Man, good morning. Mr. Tip and all the fellas, this is the dog out here, Godfather, whichever you want to call him. Bread Man, I think we got a little bit off track and a little bit about roasting somebody. And you said, since you called the guy's name was Dante, that's not a damn roast. That's a damn, we need to blast the hell out of him every chance we get, because we found out this week that it is a scam. If you didn't know about it, I don't know, you must have didn't get the latest news. He is a fraud. We have proven that he is a fraud. We have also located two or three other guys that he did the same Ponzi scheme with. So it's not a matter of roasting him. It's a matter of letting the grudge people out there know not to deal with unscrupulous-ass damn people. And he need to be not only roasted. I don't want to say what I want to say on your show, because it's kind of pissed me off when I find out a couple of the other guys that he's done scammed, especially a good guy like Roy James. But on another sense, I'm going to say this here, and I'm going to be quiet because I'm a little pissed off about it, so I don't want to get too in it. You as a person out there buying stuff from a guy like that, you got to have common sense too. What dumbass going to sell you an $80,000 damn motor for goddamn it $1,000 down and $2,000 a month? So if you went out there and put your dumbass in that position, it got doggone to be that way. I hate to say it like this, but I'm a little mad. you halfway deserve what you got because you know that's unrealistic about that. But we didn't find out that the guy Dunn Tate is definitely proven a damn fake. And he's been running that Ponzi scheme on more than one person. We found out two more people down in Darlington this week that he ran the same scheme on, Brett, man. And I don't really want to talk too much. I'm going on mute.
Well, there we have it. Like I say, you know, I've spoken to the guy, and, you know, it's sad that, you know, we in the grudge game have to go through the things we go through. And, you know, I guess I'm looking at the side of, I know y'all might think bread man soft. Okay.
No, bread
no,
man,
I'm
let me
say
this before you say it, because I know what you finna say. Let me say one more thing, and read, I'm so hard now. I was just like you finna say, bread man. At first, I'm going to give a man the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's just on there running his mouth and wanted to get recognized, and maybe he just overspoke himself. I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt till I found out the real truth, bread man. And once we find the real truth, we need to let the people on the grudge scene know so they don't get caught up in losing their hard-earned money. Just like Mr. Tip said and the other guy before him, we got a lot of money invested in this and stuff, and we don't want nobody just taking it for no reason like that. That ain't right, bread man.
Oh, no. I don't condone nobody getting cheated. I don't condone nobody getting mistreated. I'm only saying, how are we going to deal with this now? You know what I mean? Once the grudge world exploits you, you know what I mean? How do we rebuild from there? You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know. You know, a lot of times in people's eyes, this guy's been around racing. They do know that, okay? And people make mistakes. And like I say, I know that y'all saying, well, Bread Man, the man was wrong. Yes, I'm not saying that he wasn't wrong. I'm not saying the information we have is wrong or not true. I'm only saying, you know, when I look at this from a whole, I feel a certain way. I feel saddened behind, you know, how we as professionals dealt with the truth. That was just my thought. I'm not saying nobody's wrong. We got another caller here, 414-6614. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man one-time show. Hello. Hello, you there? Hello. Dog, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine, Brett, man. Just go to the next one. We hear you perfect, man.
Oh,
yeah,
no. My screen had came down. My screen fell out. I say, these folks done blocked me out here in the courthouse, man. Good Lord of us. I thought they done shut me down out here. You know how it is when you're around the courthouse. I thought I was out. My phone went black.
No, we respecting your show and being quiet, Brad, man. I know it's, you know, I wish a lot of them didn't have all that much noise on it so we can hear it. And, hey, Brad, man, not to try to run your show, but I want to know what Mr. Tip got to say about what I said, you know. And like I said, I'm trying not to be too tough because I'm a little mad about how he got over on a certain couple of people that I know of.
Hold that thought, hey. Mr. Tip. Hold on, Mr. Tip. Hold that thought. Let me get this guy. He done clicked on. Hold on a minute. 6614. You going to go ahead or you good?
Oh, yeah. Now, I want to talk about what y'all was talking about this fall, Brad, man. This Stokes with these fast strangers. What a dog. What's happening, man?
You know we found out about it because he tried to make y'all look bad from up that way because he pulled me from up y'all way.
Yeah, you know, what was crazy, he could have said he was from anywhere else in the world, but he said Detroit of all places, man.
Right.
That shit was crazy.
Right. Well, what you feel about it? What's your take on it? And, I mean, how do you feel we should, you know, address this in the future? That's where we want to, you know, how do we build from this right here? I mean, I'm not saying that we did anything wrong by doing what we did, but how do you feel about it? I mean, the way it's going.
No, that's bad for the game, man, for a person to be, you know, running a scam. Like, y'all said it was a scam for even playing like that. You know what I'm saying? That's just wrong.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, I've seen some things, like, on Facebook where somebody posted up the thing off of racing junk, man, the Con Air thing. I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Serious?
I was looking at all that.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, they see. They see. We see. We, you know, as a see. This is what I'm looking at. When I looked at how this guy came on here, people say it is, hey, you know, we'll believe you, but you ain't showed us no truth yet. Lock some money in. This is, and see, what I'm looking at is how close the grudge world is. When you look at, we call everybody, even people that didn't like each other was talking to each other over this right here to protect their best interests. And see, I'm sitting back saying, wow, this man right here might have just done something good for the game by saying, hey, you know what I mean? I lied, but yet it got everybody talking to one another. So I'm looking at it from how can we, you know, how can we move past this and work together? I mean, we had Mr. Pro Stock Joe. We had all these guys on the phone at one time talking to this one individual. About
Breadman, you might here. Miss the point now. You might miss the point. I might can't stand Breadman, but if he racing, the racing family is still a racing family. You got in your family, you fight and fuss with your brothers and sisters and your mothers and fathers. So that's nothing new, Breadman. We understand what you're trying to do. At first, like I said, I never said nothing about it because I was talking with BET, and I said, BET, before y'all do this here, get some doggone kind of proof on what's going on before you do it. And just like you're saying, Breadman, I didn't say nothing bad about the guy until we found out definitely that it was a damn scheme. Now, once you find out it's a damn scheme, I have no sympathy or pity for that mother. Because if he had did it one time, maybe we could have said, okay, he just was trying to get over. But we got three proven documented cases where he done did it. Three of them. The same way. Identical scheme. So that damn it, he know what the hell he doing, and he deserved to get every damn thing he get, Breadman. Ain't no damn it beating around the bush and using soft hands on it. If I was a young man like I used to be, and I hate to advocate violence, if I was a young man like I used to be, I'd go find him a damn self and put hands on him. I'm on mute.
Yeah, man. That was just crazy, that man.
Right. Hey, Eastside, do you honestly think that somebody else is in with this man for him to do something like that?
Yeah, it got to be, man, because, you know, last week, man, we was on a couple other shows, man, and, you know, we had some people calling into the show, you know, asking those stupid questions and all that, playing on the show, talking about I need help with my transmission and all that. They playing, you know what I'm saying? While we on the show, you know, talking or whatever, they come on the show playing and all that.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of that be going on, man.
Right.
So,
I feel you.
You know, man,
Renee was playing. Let me tell you why they was playing. And I just, like I said just a while ago, like I said, I'm on Breadman's show, so I can't get nasty as I want to get in respect to Breadman. But what they was playing about it was, like I just said earlier, if you went on the show, you know damn well it ain't realistic for you to sell me an $80,000 motor for $2,000 a month, man. Come on, man. Get real. A racing motor that might blow up the second pass I make in it, and I'm going to take you three or four, 5 years.
When you started.
It don't even make no sense.
Right.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. You a damn fool. Pardon me, Breadman, but you was a fool for spending $2,000 a month on an $8,000 motor.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm getting at, see. Yeah, I'm going to tell Breadman, send me $1,000, and I'm going to let you pay me $1,000 or $2,000 a month on an $80,000 motor, man. I mean, it don't even sound right. So that's why they was making jokes about it. The jokes was after everybody really started saying, hey, man, this don't even sound right. See, him locking in all them races and everything was all right. That was a red flag because a normal joker, don't lock in that many damn races. Now, what would have made him have some credibility was if, like he said, he sent the money to Tracy. Now, if Tracy had got the money and said, yeah, man, I got the man's lock-in, well, shit, all we can do is go along with it then, because at least he done made the first step to show he's credible by at least sending the lock-in money. Tracy supposed to got the lock-in money last week. Now, if Tracy got the money today, then we got to bag up again. But if Tracy ain't got no money, that's just another damn nail in his coffin.
No.
Now, hold up. Now, I was in on the crucifixion, and the man said that he Western Union the money to the man. Now, I don't take what 15, 20 minutes.
Hey, Tip, I was getting the benefit of the doubt. You're right. If you Western Union it to him, 30 minutes, it was there.
Right.
But I was giving the benefit of the doubt. But I was just showing you, like Stokes just said on East Side Stranglers. They was joking now because, come on, man, that's some dumb. See, Tip, you just pick up on what everybody else pick up on. Certain stuff just don't add up. If it don't add up, something just ain't right.
And then he just asked
just
the
ain't right.
He just asked the question, was there anybody else in there with him? Now, he made a couple phone calls while we was on this talk show, and then somebody in North Carolina came on the phone.
No, no, somebody's in there with him because every time they tell him to send him money, he got a woman that he sends it to. They don't send it to him. They send it to a woman.
Oh,
so
okay.
that's another flag. And I say again, something just ain't right.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Hey,
it's rough.
Back to your question of how to handle it and how to grudge words and move on. I'm kind of like Doug. I don't advocate that anymore because I'm an older man now. But when I was a younger man, you know, I'd almost go find him. But anyway. He got to be careful now as grudge racists. We have got to be careful of how and what we do if this guy shows his face up at one of the tracks. You know, we got to be men and kind of hold ourselves because somebody I know gonna want to put gloves on him. You know what I mean?
Well,
I
hope that we don't endorse that, especially here on the Grudging Bread Man One Time Show.
Well, we said, me and Mr. Tip both said we didn't advocate that bread man, but
right.
We just, we both don't advocate that. But bread man, what we try to do is you try to be real nice about it. Certain things you can't be real nice about, bread man. Taking my hard-earned money and tricking me to get it out of me, bread man, you can't be nice to me about that, bread man.
No. At the end of the show, I'm gonna sum this all up. I'm gonna sum it all up. We got another caller, 910-50. 5440. Let me get you in here. Good morning,
I'm sorry,
to Brad you.
Man. Good morning, everybody. Brad, man, I was just sitting back enjoying the show, man.
Oh, okay. You missed the one?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Well, hit the one again, and it'll take your hand down. But thank you. Thank you for listening. Yeah, we back, y'all.
Yeah, Brad, man, but you know, I understand what you're saying, and I'm all for it. No advocation, no violence, nothing. But we're only 3 or 4 people talking here. It's a huge grudge world out there, you know. So what we're advocating ain't saying that we can reach everybody, and they feel the same way we feel. You know what I mean?
Well,
hey, trust me, Mr. Tips. A lot of them feel it. They just don't say it because if you're going to do something, it's best not to broadcast what you're going to do. But a lot of more people feeling the same way. And a lot of people don't like nobody that's taking advantage of people. Like I said, I might hate Mr. Tip or Bread Man. I might hate y'all guts. But when it comes to racing and somebody stealing y'all stuff at the racetrack, I'll be the first one to step up to stop that stuff because I don't like that, man.
Right.
But Bread Man, like I said earlier, anytime a person do something wrong, man, you got to expose them like that, man. That way they know what they did was wrong. And like Dog said, this is not this guy's first time. So go back
right.
to what you first said. That's why he need to be roasted to the highest.
Right. I'm listening.
You know, you put him on blast, then he know, hey, man, that grudge world is real serious. Them guys came together when I tried to do that.
That's what I'm getting at right there, Strangler. That's what I'm getting at. Let me grab this up. 901-2077. Come on in. Good morning. How you doing? What's your thoughts on this topic?
What's going on, Brett?
That's Whit busted in the first day.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to speak on, Brett, man. You know, a lot of people was telling me Whit give them the benefit of the doubt. And this and that, and Bread Man, I went from the heart with this thing. When they gave me Grudge Race of the Year, Bread Man, I don't know what a lot of guys did. When
they didn't give it to you, earned it.
Yeah, when there I earned Grudge Race of the Year, a lot of guys, I don't know what they did when they became Grudge Race of the Year, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm for all the Grudge Race. And it came from the heart that this guy was not real, you know, and I don't know what came down on me or what made go through my heart. Everybody said, give him the benefit of the doubt. BET went against me. Everybody went against me except Danny Boy and Mike Hill from Arkansas and Danny Boy. And I told them, I said, something's not right about this guy. Don't nobody lock in or race who has the nicest car. And even on Pro Stock Joe's show Friday, I kept trying to get in. Pro Stock Joe, when, you know, it was so loud and the show was, you know, like this show, quiet, and you can talk and people can hear you. I said, man, why is y'all doing all this stuff on the Internet? It costs $750 to send a motor somewhere. I know this. $750. Now, this man has sent you $1,000, and you're going to send him a motor. It costs $750. And I kept telling him, y'all can kill it. The man is not real. If he's going to get a guy to send him $1,000, he's going to pay $750 to send a man a motor to use. We already know that this man not fake. Now, like Dog said, I'm mad about the situation. I'm young, might, you know, do this and that when I see him because he's going against the Grudge Gang. But what we got to do now, something wrong with that guy. Something is wrong with that guy, you know. We just got to pray for him and pray for the people that he crossed and got over. And in some kind of way, we got to do something for Roy James and try to come up with something to help that man out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with trying to help Roy James out on the money he earned and sent to this man. If somebody want to put something together to try to help Roy James out, we got to go forward now. You know what I'm saying? Because this particular person, I think, he's a thief and a crook. But he also, I think, has a problem, too, to announce all these different people cause of his. And he already been with a team, and they fired him because he was saying his their whole outfit was there and all of that. You know, so the only thing we can do now is pray for that guy and pray for and look, that's what we hear from. That's what Dawg
B. Hey, Witt.
And that's why
Yeah, I'm gonna stop you for a minute. I gotta admit, Witt, you was right, you picked him up from the beginning. But to be honest with you, when I first said it, I did it too, but since I got a talk show, I didn't want to come out and blast him too. But I'm going to show you why I know he was a fake too, Witt. Witt, you can go in your shop right now, Witt. You can go in your shop right now, and you was using NGK spark plugs. If you change it and put an auto light spark plug in your car right now, fucking 100 people are going to know about that. So what I'm saying, there ain't no damn secrets in racing, and there ain't no damn way in the world that man have all the shit he said he had,
right.
And ain't nobody know
you
who
right.
The hell he was.
I promise you right now. I promise you right on that. Ain't no secrets in the Grudge Gang. Ain't no secrets in it. It's just simple as that. Ain't no friends in it, and ain't no secrets in it.
Yeah.
And this man came out, and them Texas boys, they real upset about it. I didn't like how people was coming on joking about this situation. We can joke and everything, but they was joking about the situation right after Roy James just told them that this man had got $1,000 out of him. And I don't think that was appropriate for the guys to come on and make those jokes about send me a motor and this and that. And this man just told y'all, we don't know the kind of situation this man in. This man just would want to race. You would do anything to race. I know this because I seen it last night. So a person will do anything to race. I seen it in Butt Naked last night, I'm telling you. So,
yeah, because you blow his ass out. But anyway, hey Witt, say that about Roy James now. let me give everybody the whole picture. What mean is, I don't think it's right, but you got to. It's just like if Witt, you go out there and bust your ass, and you go out there and fall. Once you get up and they see you okay, they're going to make jokes about it. So, you know, that's where the jokes came from.
Right. But it wasn't, he hadn't got up yet. That's the only thing. He hadn't got up yet. But,
like you said, he just wanted to raise that man. Roy James has been through a lot. If y'all don't know, everybody that don't what Witt talking about. Roy James has been through a lot, and that's what Witt was talking about. And the man was trying to get any kind of way he can raise as cheap as he could raise.
Yeah.
He was trying to do it.
Yeah, the man was trying to raise. So he sent his money out there and got crossed up with his money. And Dawg, like I said, dealt with these shows. That's why when these people get on these shows and say BET ain't shit, Dawg dissing. Tony Bynes, that's what we here for. If we wouldn't have caught this shit would have kept going.
Yep.
And that's what we here for. That's what the shows are for. To catch crooks, fake racers, all of it. Anything that, you know what I'm saying, that goes on in this shit, that's what we here for. You know what I'm saying? So,
when you said a mouthful it in, and I'm glad you said it.
Anytime I can help these Grudge racers in the Grudge Gang, I'm here. I'm here for y'all. Because I'm one of the ones that know to get out here and grow his race. Dog, no, because he do it a lot. And I just know what it takes. The heart, the dedication, the time, the money. I mean, it's unbelievable what it takes to get out here and race your car, man.
And Whit, I don't want to cut you off again, but I also, when you said the grudge race, you got people like Mr. Tip and you got people like Breadman that does it on the other side, too. And they still, they might bracket race or whatever, but they still intermingle with us, too. We all one family.
Right. Grudge racing and racing, I call it all the same, everything. Breadman, he put his work in. The other guy, he put it. Everybody put work in the work. You know what I'm saying? All the big promoters throw the races like last night. That was a good race. That was an excellent race these guys put on last night. Well, I don't give a damn what nobody say. You hearing it from me, the grudge race of the year. That was an excellent race them guys put on last night. They did whatever they could do to make that race successful. And that's what 901 go to your race for. We go to people's grudge race to make the race more successful, as much as successful as we possibly can. And that's all we there for. And like I said, I'm gonna go on mute, man, and let y'all have the show. This ain't no show about who won this and who beat this. This is a show about what's going on in the grudge game, and I'm glad everybody capped it off and stopped it before somebody else got hacked or somebody else get really hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't play about their money.
I done got three texts right now. Breadman and Mr. Tip, they were saying the same thing we were saying. A lot of people might not say it out loud. You do not play with nobody's money.
Right. So yeah. You're having a good show, Breadman. Yeah. I like your inspirational prayer. And I'm going to go back on mute, man, and just lay back because we just got off the road,
champ,
man.
Champ, I've always appreciated you. You know, you've always supported me from day one. I got to throw it out there. But, you know how we do it. You know how we kick it, and I respect that. Especially what you said, you know. But I want to, I'm glad that you came on, you know, kind of seeing what I'm talking about. You know, I don't want to see, you know, I would feel terrible if Dog went over there and, you know, after me teaching him a couple of moves, he went over there and choked that dude out and they, you know, put cuffs on Dog. You know what I mean? I wouldn't know what a Monday feel like not to see Dog call
it
into my show. You know what I mean? I
wouldn't
know what that would
be
like, keeping it real. You know, and that's what I'm saying. Somebody, now that we've exposed it or roasted this individual, now how can we move on knowing when we see him, he don't deal with this guy? Because, you know, I got a couple more callers before I give my conclusion now. Let me get y'all in here. Y'all done waited a good little while. I apologize, but, you know, you can't. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead right quick. Go ahead.
What's up? I want to know, because I was listening to BTE's show, and King Arthur was on there promoting like he knew this guy. So did he have anything to do with that?
Oh, wow.
But King Arthur on here right now, Nine. King Arthur on here. King Arthur, where you at? So, you know, he on here listening. King Arthur is.
That's what a lot of people know. Somebody, you know, like I said, you know, if we hadn't got him, and like I said, we know King Arthur. Everybody know King Arthur. But see, if
right.
King Arthur did vouch for him, that'll make sense. Okay, that'll make us think that he's okay. And that's what we were saying. That was a good question. The question that just came out, three or four people have asked me that same question also.
Well, you know, I heard King Arthur myself, you know, endorse the guy. But maybe King Arthur was like me. You know what I mean? All of us was fooled until everything was exposed. So...
I'm gonna make you keep it real on the show. I'm gonna be nice, but I'm gonna make you keep it real. You can't endorse no damn body that you don't know. I ain't gonna endorse
exactly.
Breadman if I don't know Breadman.
Well,
I don't give a damn what it is.
I'm just saying, I heard King Arthur. Me and Mr. Tip was on the show. We heard King Arthur endorsing this guy, telling everybody that he was for real. You know, I can't lie, King Arthur. I did hear you, but. You know, like I say, you know, we can give our word, too. Like people might not know you, Dog, and say, is Dog for real? And I say, oh, my word, he real. You know what I mean? But, well, he ain't sent his money. Well, you hold on a minute. Let me find out what's going on. You know what I mean? Now, Dog, these folks acting like you ain't real, blah, blah, blah. And I know you ain't never, you know, did nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, what he's basically saying is,
If King Arthur was endorsing him, King Arthur must have had some kind of dealings and know that the guy had these cars or had this money. That's what I'm saying. You don't endorse no joker. Just I ain't gonna endorse nobody. Listen, I know. In other words, if I endorse Wit, if Wit says, "Yeah, I'm gonna bet you $500," and I say, "Okay, bread man, Wit to do that," and I co-sign for it, that means if I co-sign for it, if Wit don't pay you, that means I gotta pay that $500.
Exactly. Exactly. That and maybe we need to. Where you at, King Arthur? Didn't y'all hear him get on here? He on here though. Let me grab this other caller, 706-4218. Good morning. Good morning. What's your thoughts on what we're talking about?
Man, I just want to, this is the fan. I wanted to talk and let Whit know that we didn't go against him. I know I didn't. I didn't go against Whit, and I like the way Whit came on because I was on that show as well, and I believe in giving people a chance. But Whit did say he felt something strange in that. And then that's when I backed up because, but you do supposed to give a person a chance. But Whit said something's wrong with this guy in the first place. Well, me listening in, I wanted to see what he had to do, and I really kind of believed the guy a little bit. But like Whit said, you know, and he came to me correct. He said, you don't know the race game like I do, fans. He said, you hearing something, but I know something ain't right. And he said, I'm going to bow down, but I'm going to give him a chance, but I'm going to back up. And I hung up after that. I didn't hear the whole show when they was teasing the guy and all this stuff. But I wanted to let Whit know that I didn't go. I don't think everybody went against him. It was just a lot of people was on there, and they was getting their opinion of this guy. But, you know, hey, if he's a fraud, he's a fraud. He should be busted. And we said that on the show. And then you should drag him through the mud. You shouldn't give him a inch to breathe when he done hurt somebody like that and did it more than one time. So if a person that dirty and do that more than one time, he'll do it again if you don't drag him the way they should drag him. I know it sounds harsh, but I...
No, I'm glad to fan back. I'm glad to fan back.
Oh, I'm always here, dog. I'm always there. I was pulled in on that situation. I'm going to be for real about it. And the boss, my opinion, because I was sitting back listening. And, man, that really did something to me. But Whit called it. Whit called it the whole night. He wouldn't let his guard down for nothing.
I was so mad because I said, these motherfuckers been trick fan and BET. I said, BET.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wish we hadn't said that now. I wish we hadn't said that. BET said he put it out there because BET said, if you want to get known, I'm going to put you out there as long as you send me my money. That's what I mean by money can disrupt you sometimes too quick.
But with you right, and everybody, it wasn't just me. A lot of people listening, they were saying, damn, we want to see who this guy is, man. Because, you know, to us, you know, we ain't in the game as deep as, and dog, you know what happened when, you know, you smarter than the next person, and there's always somebody smarter. And
what Whit was trying to show y'all was what Whit mean by the game. And this is a good show, Brad, man. I'm sorry we had to keep on. You talking about it was going to be a short show. It might be a long one. What Whit meant was the average grudge racer. And me, I grudge race, Whit grudge race. And you know we'll try a gorilla if we get a chance. The man was locking in too many damn races with a damn car. It just didn't sound right. It just didn't add up.
I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't trying to be no big old you, you know, little old me with this shit. It don't get too much better than 901, Tony Bynes, Dog, Turbo Tim, guys of that nature, Butt Naked. It ain't Little Rick, Real Tree. It don't get too much. Candy Crusher, you ain't gonna get too much better than. And like Nas said from the start, we can barely get 2 to 3 grudge races off in one night, much less than 13. Now you know I said I'm gonna try to do the 10. But, man, it ain't no way. It ain't no fucking way. Ain't no way this man was going to lock in all them races and do all them races. Ain't no way. It wasn't possible. So I
want to let you know.
I didn't think he was, I'm going to tell you from the start, I didn't think he was the crook. I thought somebody had put him up to do this to promote this race. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth what I thought now. I thought somebody had put him up to do this. I'm going to keep it down the middle to promote this race. And I said, I'm not going to let these fans go for this. This ain't finna happen. They can be mad at me. They can curse me out, say I'm hating on the race, whatever they want. I know this ain't finna happen. I know this ain't true. And I ain't going to stand for it. And it ended up being this man is swindling people out of money. and all that. So the vibe I had for him was a good vibe, you know. And like I said, God always blessed me with that. You know, I can talk to you for 4 or 5 seconds, and I can damn near tell you half of your life, you know. And I just always been able to do that. And some might be wrong, and some might be right. And like I said, I was right about this one. And, man, like I said, man, this you know, it ain't possible. You can ask Dog. He raced this weekend. It's too hard.
Yeah, yeah. And not to take from nobody, but if you want to, Postdoc Joe supposed to today. We was in Darlington, me, Postdoc Joe, we was in Darlington this week. We done found a couple more people. And Postdoc Joe today supposed to bring out the names of the people and give y'all some more proof on his show tonight. He's supposed to do it. I don't know if he's going to do it or not, but he's supposed to. If he don't do it, I'm going to wait till this stuff get out. If it don't all get out, I just been sitting back taking notes. If it don't, I'm going to have a special show, and I'm going to expose all of it if all of it don't get out. But all of it has been together. We got all factual facts. We ain't all going on no suppositions or nothing. We have actual facts of what this guy done done. So if it don't all get cleared up within the next week or so, we'll have a special show and have everybody on there to do it. But Pro Star Joe should do it today. I'm not sure, but he should.
Well, Brad Man.
Go ahead, Tip.
Being probably the only class racer on here this morning besides yourself, so I feel like I'm neutral. Okay? If I was on this show listening right now, and you guys had said, was this guy affiliated with it? And you said he was on this radio show. I would be mad to hit the one button and clear my name. I'm out. I'm mute.
Hey, Mr. Tip, that's a good thing. He came here. He tried to do it the other day on the show and stood in the paint, but he was so doggone wrong. Everything he did was wrong. He didn't have no tracking number, no destination number. Nobody they did. They didn't even send the money to him. They sent it to another woman. So that right
that's
there was
fine.
All adding up, just like we said. Then none of the shit he was doing added up. Then none of it added up.
But I understand that.
He can track that money.
But Brad Lane says one of the individuals, the guy asked, was he a part of it? Brad Lane said, well, he's on here. Listen.
I can't make nobody.
Let me finish, Brad Lane. It's his time right now to stay down the middle. If he ain't had nothing to do with it, hit the one button.
Yeah.
Hey! If I ever need a legal lawyer, I want Mr. Tip to be my lawyer.
Hey, let me grab this next one, man. 804-1648. I apologize about the wait. Come on in. Good morning.
Well, what's up, everybody? This morning. How you doing, Dog? And Whitney, everybody. I listened to that show the other night too. And I'm just a fan. I'm building a car, but I'm not at the level that y'all are at. And the whole time that I listened to that show, I was agreeing with Whit because the whole time the man was just he didn't want to go nowhere except for a Pro Stock Joe show. And he didn't even if you got 3 brand new cars, you got to test before you even go. So I'm like, how you gonna take 3 brand new cars and gonna go race somebody just at that show?
I told y'all was smart. See how all this stuff add up? Circumstantial evidence. If I was on the jury, he'd be guilty by circumstantial evidence. We ain't had to prove nothing. We got too much circumstantial evidence. I'm on mute.
It didn't even make sense. And it was like the whole time, it was just like he was just promoting that one show. He didn't want to go nowhere else. Whit gave him all kind of opportunity. Even Johnny came on the joint. And was trying to get him to come out there. And he wouldn't go nowhere but that one show. It just didn't add up. It didn't add up to me. Which side the whole time. And I'm back on mute.
Hey, Brad, I appreciate you calling.
It's fucked up.
Let me grab this other one. 504-9594. Good morning. What's your thoughts?
What's going on, Brad, man?
What's going on?
I tell you, like I said, I was listening to the show, and the thing that got me about it is that not only he wanted to go test in Texas, he was supposed to be going to Texas to test, and he never even got there.
Wow.
Yeah, he did that on the Tommy Dog Show. He said that.
Exactly. He was going to take his bromide car to Texas to test.
Okay.
And that's when the guy told him, if you come to Texas to test, whatever track you come to, let me know. I'll meet you there.
That was the Hive call.
Correct.
Yeah. Good morning, Duba. This King Black.
What's that, King Black?
You guys. Hey, man. Friend, man, I want to say one thing, man. Now, everybody know King Gunther. So, this man, he's got lost for worries. And so, if his name is being thrown out there like that, and this speech open, don't you think he would have been
right? We'll move to
Hold on, King Black. Hey, Doobie. Go to mute right quick. Go to mute right quick so we can hear, because we can't hear.
I muted my mic. You might have to mute it because it's on mute. For some reason, it's going through.
No, we hear you in the background. Go ahead.
Go and mute my mic because on my side it's muted, but it's still going through.
Oh, okay.
If I want to get back in, I'll press the one button again.
All right, well, I appreciate you, Doobie. Appreciate you calling. Hold on.
All right.
Go ahead, King Black. What you say now so we can hear?
Yeah, now everybody know King Arthur, and they know King Arthur is not lost for no kind of word. And if my name was thrown out with somebody running a scheme, don't you think this man should have been to press that one button when you first told him or asked him?
Hey, like I say, man, you know.
Hey, with that being said, Brad, man, the benefit of the doubt, maybe King Arthur didn't hear, and maybe he tried to get in, maybe he got somebody on his line and he can't press the one, but see, because if you got more than one person on your line, pressing the one, but it don't show up. So, Brad, man, in the emphasis of clearing King Arthur's name and hearing what he got to say, won't you call him or text him and tell him he need to get on the show?
Okay, that's what I do. I don't know, you know, hold on a minute.
Yeah, I'm glad all y'all out there speaking up your mind, man. That's what we need in the community, man. Don't just sit back in the doggone chair. Don't sit there and let this stuff happen. I'm glad all y'all out there speaking it. Ain't nobody twisting nobody's hand to say this and stuff. And like I said, everybody that's on the show today has some good stuff to say, good, bad, in between. You're just expressing your opinion, and you're expressing your opinions of a lot of more people. Don't think it's just your opinion by yourself. A lot of more people feel the same way you are feeling.
Yeah, question was acting now. The question Whit was asking, I said, man, Whit right on point with this guy if he want to find out if he's true or not. And, you know, Whit was coming right at him, you know, and he couldn't
well, see,
have
now, now, see, that's a good thing now. You always need a good, it's just like a good parent or a bad parent. You got to have bad parents so you know how to do good parents. So what I mean by that is it's a good thing that Whit, well, nobody really against Whit, but it had to have somebody to be against Whit. Otherwise, all this shit would have never came out. Going against him.
So
all we're saying is, I'm telling you this man wrong, and if y'all prove me that I was wrong, we'd have been the first one on the show to come back and apologize. Man, I know Whit would have did that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dawg, you said what I was trying to say. Yeah, wasn't nobody saying Whit was, I know I wasn't going against him. Whit got more knowledge to this shit than I could ever have. And you're right. You know, and like I say, the dude didn't have me just fooled, but he had me fucked up. Because I'm like, damn, give him a shot. He said he got all this shit. Only thing we can say on the outside looking in is give him a shot. But we the fans and shit looking in from the outside looking in. You guys in the inside and the outside looking at this shit at the same time. So, like I say, hey, man, I told you I'd come on here and tell you if I was wrong, I was wrong. And you were right. And that's a man.
And another
man
thing,
now.
People might be blaming BET. BET, when that man calling BET called me and said, man, what do I do, man? I mean, you know, me and BET talk even though we fight. And I said, BET, before you throw it out there like that, you need to make sure that man got some kind of credibility about it. So don't y'all think BET just throwed it out there and left it. BET did kept doing his homework, and he put his investigators on it. That's what come out of all this and shit. So even though BET might have thrown him out there, he was doing his work behind the scenes. Though. Don't think he wasn't doing his work.
Yeah. And a lot of people came on BET show and endorsed that shit. Because BET called a bunch of folks and said, hey, man, you know this guy? And they were like, yeah. So that's what made us look like, well, he might be true.
You know, and a lot of guys up north and everything was saying.
Hold on, fam. A lot of people come on BET show that he called out specifically so they know them, and they did not know him. So like he called out Kimo and Big Wayne and them. They said they did not know the guy.
Yeah, they said they know of him. Some of them did say that, and some of them was like, well, yeah, he good. And then they said, are you sure? They were kind of puzzling about it, and they didn't just say it with a grip.
But like we were saying, don't look right. And it's in a racing game, just like Mr. Tip. Now, I had heard of Mr. Tip. I never met Mr. Tip until I went to Florida. Now, what I'm trying to say is Mr. Tip does bracket racing just like Breadman does bracket racing. You go to Florida and you go out on a bracket race scene and you ask somebody if they know Mr. Tip. Now, if you ask three or four people around the bracket race scene, do they know Mr. Tip and they don't know him? But Mr. Tip must not be Mr. Tip then.
True enough.
Like I met you before, but that don't mean you know me because I met you before.
No. What I'm trying to say is all them guys are talking about, yeah, we might know. You got to know something about somebody. What I'm saying is, that's what I'm saying. You just can't just cause. A lot of them guys didn't even know the guy, though. The guy was knowing them, but they didn't know the guy. See, he knows Kimo, he knows Wayne them, but they didn't know him.
That's what I'm saying. That's just like I said, I met Dog at Lena, and now I'm going to go around because I've met you. That now I'm going to go around talking about I know you. I don't know you. I just met you.
Yeah, they do a lot of that shit. Yeah. Hey, dog. Hey, I got some. I'm gonna send it to you a little later on. I don't know if you sent it or not, but I'm gonna send it to you later on.
No problem, brother.
I'm gonna send it to you later on. I don't know if you sent it or not, but I'm gonna go look at it. I think you sent it, but I'm gonna send it to you later on anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Are we talking because Breadman trying to get over to King Arthur? Is that why we just talking? Is Breadman trying to get over to King Arthur?
That's why we were talking. I done called everybody in Detroit that, I could, Kimo, all them boys, and, I don't know what's going on. They ain't answering the phone right now. 404-1304. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. And you know, the thing is that the guy really don't need to come back around the track, to be honest. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're riding Apple, then you don't need to be on the tree at the end of the day because you're putting too much BS in the game. And
there you go.
This ain't the first time that it happened. I mean, with this Internet, YouTube, and all this communication now, people can't get away with that no more. And it's deeper than that's what he did. It goes to some chassis builders. It goes to some engine builders. It's deeper than the grudge world if you really want to just put it all the way out there with everybody. I mean, when people start taking, people money regardless, just really just straight taking. And I feel like a guy like that should even be allowed on the premises. That's my opinion, though. Like y'all say, something's going to happen to us, and it ain't going to be nice. So, if I was a track owner or something like that down and I knew what the guy looked like or whatever, he pulled up, I'd say, hey, man, I wouldn't care if he pulled up with 10 cars. I'd turn him around.
Well,
he got a good point. Y'all might not like it, but he got a good point.
That's a real good point.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it's deeper than him. I mean, if a man offers you something too good, it can't be good at the end of the day. I mean, even Brad, when Brad was building a car, Brad called me one day and said, a man said he can do that and do that. And I said, Brad, ain't nowhere in the hell he can do it. I'm like, wet dog and all that. We've been around this stuff forever. If something too good to be true, it ain't going to work at the end of the day. You hate to tell somebody that, but it's too good. If a man said he's going to give you a motor for $1,000 down and $2,000 a month, it's too good at the end of the day. It's too damn good. A $800,000 motor for something like that, now, Hell, Gene can't give you a motor for that. Pat Buse ain't going to lease you a motor for that. Ain't nobody going to do that. So how can this man do it? But, sometimes people got these solid business partners that people don't know about. And sometimes they speak out and sometimes they don't. But a lot of time, if you got a solid business partner, a lot of time won't nobody ever know who he is. I feel like if anybody know the guy, know of him or whatever, might just want to tell him, hey, man, you might not want to come around these tracks right here because these guys see you. It ain't going to be nice at the end of the day. That'll keep a lot of people from getting in trouble and keep a whole lot of bad names from being peeled.
Now, that's a good point, though, on that solid business part, though, because it seems kind of odd that it was only promoting one side of the race, one race, not the other side. The plots are really thickening now.
I mean, everybody got some back there. I mean, sometimes a lot of guys group up together, and I'm one of them type of guys that believe that only the owner or the money man should lock a car in at the end of the day. I mean, I know some people get all the people are starting to lock the car in and do this and do that, but I think you'll keep a whole lot of beer down if it was a certain group of people that can lock these cars in. At the end of the day, I mean, when you got one of your entourage locking your car in, doing this and doing that, that's a lot of times everybody gets carried away, in my opinion.
2900, your mic open.
Nephew, get on the phone, nephew.
We on nephew line, we on nephew line. We thought what Shorty just said was true. It was also funny, also. I mean, a man say he can give you an $80,000 motor for $1,000, $2,000 a month. I mean, come on, man. I mean, sometimes you had to say, are you really smarter than a fifth grader? I mean, are you really smarter than a fifth grader? Is you had to ask yourself that. As being a grown man, I mean,
yeah, that's what I said earlier, Chubb. That's what I was trying to say, man. That don't even make no sense, man.
I mean, he just said Gene can't even offer you that deal. So what makes you think a man off the road can give you an $80,000 motor for that deal? Come on, man. Come on, people.
I mean, at the end of the day, that man can't even afford to run that motor. At the end of the day, he can't even afford to run the motor. He can't afford to upkeep on it. I mean, but now, you know, it means an incident where a man said, I'll put my motor in your car, we can go do this, we can go do that, yeah, and everything.
Yeah.
But it's so many stipulations to where, you know, something, you know, ain't right from the time they go.
From day one, when we had that feeling, I had the same feeling. It was like I told them guys, you know, it wasn't. I feel like it. I mean, he just didn't sound true. It just, you know, you can see straight through that. I mean, I don't know why a lot of y'all would just keep going on and on about the situation. I mean, it was a scam from the word go.
I'm gonna start with y'all here at the bottom of the list. I did say 12:15. We gonna reside. I'm on jury duty, and I gotta be back in at 12:30. But I'm gonna start with y'all. This was my closing argument and statement right here. I want you to answer the question and give your closing statement. This question is at hand right here. In the future, how would you recognize who is a real grudge racer and who's not? How would you? I just want you to put a quick thought out there. How would you recognize one here? And let everybody hear and give a closing statement and mute your mic, and I'm going up the list. Go ahead with you. Whoever want to own your line want to answer that question.
Well,
my
kid. Hold on, Jordan.
Go ahead, Chubb.
All y'all on the same line. Somebody on the line. I got to keep it moving now.
Yeah. How can you be a real grudge racer with no races?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And
somebody bred man who actually out there in the grudge thing, who put money up and actually got a car and they race.
Hey, Brent, this is my opinion. It'll solve it all up, in my opinion. All you got to do is look at Wick at the end of the day. Wick go all over the country, do whatever he got to do. Grudge race to me, his word is his bond. He going to be there. You ain't going to have no problem with your money. You ain't going to have no problem with him showing up and that like that there. And I think, you know, Wick is a, you know, if you had a dictionary, I would have write Wick, man, ain't no problem. I mean, they, you know, them little stand-up guys, stick to his words. Nobody have no issues. But that's just my opinion.
I appreciate you, Shorty. Thank you, and we did here. We're moving on up. Appreciate it, Shorty. 804. Uh-oh, it's going up higher than that. 804-1648. Come on with it.
Yeah. Hey, Brad. Y'all say how you can tell as a fraud. Even don't nobody on the phone know me from Adam. And even if I hit the lottery for $20 million, I'm a test and I'm going to do stuff around my community before I branch out and try to compete with y'all. So even if y'all don't know me, people in my community should know me. Just like J.C. Richardson. A lot of people don't know J.C., but everybody in the Petersburg and Richmond area know who J.C. is because he's been racing a long time. So even if that guy just got 3 brand-new cars, some people in his community should even know who he was. And since ain't nobody know who he was, you should have known he was a fraud. Right?
Well, you should. I mean, I just wanted to hear the little question that, you know, the statement you might have, because there's a way, and we ain't answered it yet. And I just wanted to hear what y'all's thoughts were. You know what I mean? And I don't know even if my opinion is going to be right, but it's going to raise an eyebrow when I tell y'all what my thoughts are. Are you done? I didn't mean to cut you off, but are you done with yours?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done, Brent.
Well, hey, I appreciate you, brother. By the way, what they call you anyway? So you sound like you got some good thoughts and everything. What's your name? Throw it on out there for us. You came up with a name yet?
They just call me B.A. Boy. B.T. know me as B.A.
B.A.? Okay, dope. B.A. Barakoff. All right, then. Appreciate you, Chief. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Hey, Witt, you next, but I'm going to put you up here to the top, Witt. You the champ, so you got to be treated like the champ. Hold on a minute. You're going to be up there next to the dog. So I ain't forgot about you. I'm going to step over you. 6614. We done got up to you. Come on with it. 414-6614.
I'm here,
Brad. The Strangler. Thank you, the Strangler.
Yeah.
Come on with
it. Yeah, Brad, man, like I say, man, I listen to everybody's show. If I get on them, I listen to everybody's show. I chime in on everybody's show every chance I get. So, you know, with that, you know, if I don't, like, too much hear your name or something, I really too much wouldn't deal with it. You know, I let my guys know that's on my team. Like, man, no, we ain't going to deal with the old boy, man, because I ain't never heard of him. And I had to ask, you know, Dog BT, you, or, you know, with somebody who is a dude or something, you know, somebody I know or somebody I know from my area. Like, if you know him, if he ain't from my area, I'm going to have to ask, you know, just to find out what's going on.
Right. Right. I feel you. Well, we heard you, and those are your thoughts. And, hey, I appreciate you for chiming in and being 100 about your thoughts. And we look forward to chatting in the future, my brother. Appreciate you.
Okay. I look forward to seeing y'all in some of these races, man. Once I get all my stuff together and everything, and me and my team, we gonna do us some traveling. We gonna make something happen, man. I just want to be able to just, if we ain't bring a car, I just want to come to a race, man, just to be around everybody.
I appreciate you.
All right.
Stranglers. Dope. Let's see. Tip done hung up. 601. 1606, come on with it.
Yeah,
final thought.
Yeah, King Black. Yeah, man,
King Black.
I say in a situation like that, and for a guy not to be frauding nobody and everything, and if you're true about locking up a race, that governor of that state, you should be willing to have him that money the next day. If you come on the phone beating your chest like that, that's, for instance, say, okay, tomorrow, I'm going to have Tracy the money. And that way, that next day, Tracy got the money. They got all kind of ways with technology that money could be in his hand within a matter of a minute. So it's a way to find out. And good show.
Hey, appreciate it, King Black. I'm going to go on here. And King Black, I got to admit, you know what I mean? That's how you determine whether a man want a grudge race or not. That was going to be my final thought. If he locked that money in, he for real. if ain't no money locked in, there ain't no need in us continue to even speak on this stuff. And that's just how I feel. A100. I'm going to hear yours. What your thought is? You next.
Should I say the champ?
The champ. I didn't mean to slip up like that. The champ, what you think?
Good show, Bree, man. That's all I can tell you. Good show. Great show.
All right. All right. I appreciate you, brother. Well, the Godfather, I ain't going to even say dog. I want to hear from the Godfather right now on his thoughts on all this and sum this thing up for us. Come on with it. Step in there, Godfather. I got 5 minutes before I have to get back.
Okay, Bradman, I'm going to say just like Whit said, and that's all I'm going to say, is you ought to go back and listen to this show here, and that's how you had a hell of a show today, Bradman, and how you can tell a fake. It's just something you know. We can't tell the secret because you don't know the secret. I can't tell it neither. It's just somebody, when you hear him talking, Brad, man, it's just something in us that we can tell a fake. Well, that's a fake. I'm gone.
Appreciate you as always. I don't know what I don't know what type of show I have without that man right there. He definitely give me a lot of understudy on being who I am. Y'all might not believe it. Believe me when I tell y'all, though, that man is he all around, man. he know he come off rough sometimes, but he do have a soft side. With that being said, I'm going to give y'all my inspirational vitamin of the week. Let me go ahead and get this started here. All right, here we go. The inspirational vitamin in closing is, listen, ain't nobody soft in this game, and ain't nobody perfect. And all I want to do is get past this thing and hope that nobody lay hands on that brother. Let's close our hands and pray for this guy and hope that, you know what I mean, we can push past it and recognize the bull when we see it. With that being said, let me read the inspirational vitamin of this week. Dear past, thank you for your lessons. Dear future, I'm ready. God, thank you for giving me another chance, unknown future, to a known God. I hope y'all understand what I just read to y'all, and thank y'all so much for listening. This is the Bread Man. One time for your mind. Gonna ride out with this right here.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.